The term Dhammapada, just to say something about the word Dhammapada, Dhamma is a very, very rich word indeed in Buddhist literature. If you look in the Pali dictionary, the definition of the word Dharma goes on for pages because it's got multiple meanings. But in this context, Dhamma means truth or reality, a truth that the Buddha has experienced. But it can also mean here teaching, the application of that truth as a teaching and as a training for those who are practicing the Dhamma. So that's the word Dhamma, very briefly. And Pada means footstep or footfall. So it's the footsteps of the truth. And that would be a very literal translation, or the footfalls of the truth. But the applied meaning of Pada is a verse. A verse. So the verse is like a footstep. I suppose it might have something to do with the way the Pali sort of meter scans or something like that. So, you know, going along like that, I would imagine. So footsteps of the Dharma, footfalls of the Dharma, or the way of the Dharma, the way of the truth. These are all different possible translations. There's 423 verses in the Dhammapada, and they're divided up into 26 chapters. So different verses are gathered under a particular topic. Sometimes you can't quite see why this particular verse is under this heading. It may or may not relate. Sometimes it's very, very clear. Often the verses follow on from one another, but sometimes it's hard to see the connection between some of the verses. It's almost as if they just sort of pop up. They sort of stand alone. And having the Buddha's teaching in short, pithy verses is very useful for reflection and meditation. Very useful indeed. It's very useful to actually even memorize some of these verses. You might find that some of the verses, or even just part of a verse, really strikes you, really makes an impression on you, and gets sort of stuck in your mind. Well, that's very useful. It's very useful. You know, it's sometimes recommended that you just go away and memorise some of these verses, the ones that really appeal to you, and then you can just turn them over in your mind and make them a part of you. This is the way actually insight and wisdom grows traditionally. You have a word, a phrase of wisdom, and you just keep turning it over, just keep coming back to it. And it's amazing how it becomes sort of part of your consciousness. You can start turning knowing into being through that kind of reflection. And in fact, the purpose of study and reflection in Buddhist practice is not to acquire knowledge, more and more knowledge, but it's to actually see the truth directly, to turn some of these verses into a direct, unmediated experience.